Attempt at Banter Show theme tune number one. It's the Banter Show. That'll do. Look at your clock and check the time. What does it say? If it's the morning, good morning. If it's the afternoon, good afternoon. If it's the evening, spleen. Welcome to the Banter Show. Now, the Dean and Thaddeus are still in court awaiting trial. Thaddeus, as we mentioned, is charged with murder, but we don't really care about that. The Dean is charged with being generally pathetic, so I've arranged some interviews with some people, and we're going to see what they think of this patheticness law, the Dean, the podcast, and all sorts of other things. So let's jump straight in with our first interview. With us now, we have John Smith coming from our studio in Bulgaria. He is law advisor to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Alistair Darling.
Oh, hi there.
Hi. The Dean is charged with being generally pathetic. Could you give us some details of the law he's been charged with?
Well, this law was created in 1066. Coincidentally, it was the first law passed by Bill the Conqueror. It outlines criteria for pathetic muppetry. Surprisingly prophetic, make your own podcast, idolizing Italian dictators and fat oily American pedophiles will almost certainly result in a guilty verdict.
Alright, so what is the average charge for offences under this law? You know, if someone is found guilty, what can they expect?
Well, most of the fun punishments have been outlawed under the Geneva Convention as war crimes, so the regular punishment is about 600 to 700 years in prison with a large, sebaceous New Worlder. Oddly enough, I dare say it, Dean would like that as punishment, but alas, we can't really do much else.
How likely is it that he'll be found guilty by the courts today?
Well, you cannot deny to evidence. Dean makes the worst podcast ever, is deliberately awkward, consumes alarming quantities of tea, and almost certainly will try to watch any sort of Japanese at any given opportunity. He also likes paying to watch fake-muscled Americans feel each other up for money. Though, I dare say the real question is, why does Dean idolise Mussolini?
That's really relevant?
I mean, why does this wired-up weirdo idolise the failure of a fascist dictator? A man who was...
I'm going to have to cut you off here. This just isn't relevant, John. This isn't relevant. Evidently, Benito Mussolini, leader of the Italian fascists, had more support than we here at the Banter Show. I mean, I... had anticipated. I'll come back to the interviews later. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday the 2nd of August 2009. The general synopsis at 1300. Low Hebrides, 997, expected Iceland by 1005 by 1300 tomorrow. Low 100 miles west of Shannon 997, losing its identity by same time. New low expected 200 miles west of Shannon 984 by that time. High south Biscay 1020, moving slowly east. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north Utsjar, south Utsjar. Southeasterly becoming variable 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Moderate or rough becoming slight later. Rain then fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the wrestling forecast, issued by myself, on behalf of myself, now. One overpaid actor had a mock fight, and one against another overpaid steroid-addicted actor. This was repeated ad nauseam for each wrestling company and each match. A poor story was added to some fights, to make a show that appeared to be halfway between EastEnders and Crime Watch. Don't have nightmares. In fact, I suppose the only way you can really avoid having nightmares is not to watch the damn thing in the first place. Because, it's one mental image I'm not going to get out of my head for a long time, no matter how much I try and how much mind bleach I use. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. Your life is valuable and precious. Don't waste it by watching this. You'll regret it. Just don't. And now it's time for Mussolini Corner. Please note that the Banter Show is an anti-fascist organisation. We don't like fascism in any way, shape or form. In fact, we wouldn't vote for the BNP even if the alternative was death. Anyway, here goes.
Welcome everyone
as
The Banter Show
present Mussolini Corner.
It has been said before on The Dean Show that Mussolini made the trains in Italy run on time. This is in fact false. After World War I, the Italian railways were in a shambles. They did improve in the 1920s, but most of the repair work was carried out before Mussolini came to power in 1922. So he didn't even do that right. Nice one, fascist. Now it's time for our sponsor.
This week, the Banter Show is sponsored by Marmite, because with the Banter Show, you either love it or you hate it. Though unlike Marmite, most people hate the Banter Show.
Podcast may or may not actually be sponsored by Marmite. Any resemblance to any persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
And that advert brings us on to our next section, the Smiting List.
And now, we present...
The Banter Show.
Present to you... The Smiting List. Prepare to be smitten.
Yeah, I can't actually smite people, so we're gonna pluck them. No, not that word. Pluck. That's why there's a little pluck. Oh, who cares? I'm just gonna talk about people I don't really like. I made that tune, by the way. I made it myself. Send me your love. Not like that. No, don't send me that. I don't want that. Stop. No. Forget I said anything. Here's some people I don't like. Gypsies. Americans who think they're Irish when they really aren't. The French. The English. The Welsh. Nigerian scam email people. Telephone salesmen. People who are taller than me. People who are smaller than me. People who shove their religion in your face. People who shove anything in your face. People with a face. People without a face. People with borrowed faces. People with stolen faces. People who use the telephone too loudly on trains and buses. People who use the telephone in the cinema. People who use the telephone on the plane. People who have telephones. People who do not have telephones. People who don't understand the internet. People who understand too much of the internet. People from the internet. Those people who stand out in the street asking you to give money to charities, except they're working for the charities and being paid a lot by the charities that they're supposedly helping, except they're getting paid to help and they want you to give money to pay their wages because they're getting paid a lot of money and the charity will go bankrupt if you don't. And they all love pandas. Pandas. The Turkish. Turkish pandas. Anyone who's been left out on this list. In short, I hate the lot of you, especially the Dean. Except I don't hate you. You, the listener. That one listener who's listening. I don't hate you. Well, maybe a little bit. I only hate you a little bit. Well, wasn't that nice? Now it's time for the Chikara Wrestler of the Week.
The Chikara Wrestler of the Week.
This week's Chikara Wrestler of the Week is some crazy masked dude who does the flippies and gives the Dean an erection. Now, moving swiftly on, we have another interview, because I don't want to stay on that topic very long, because it's about wrestling and I don't like it. Yes, it's time for an interview. Oh, yeah, I have to do that myself, don't I? Alright, next on the show, we've got John Smith, the King of Nigeria, okay? He's joining us from our studio in Switzerland. Hello, John Smith.
Hello.
Hi. So, first off, how do you know the Dean?
Well, I went to school with them in Australia.
In Australia?
Yeah.
So, what are your opinions on the Dean from your experiences in school?
Well, he's a skank who stole my fourth husband in 1968. I really don't like him.
I can tell. So, what did you think when you found out that he'd been arrested and was facing trial under the 1066 patheticness law?
I was over the moon. I really, really don't like the guy, and he's always been pathetic. I'm absolutely ecstatic. He deserves to be raped in the butt without lube. It's his fault that the children in Nigeria are black, and once you go black, you can't turn back. Yes. Butt rape. Without lube. Very fitting.
Well, according to John Smith, that is the law advisor, John Smith, that's quite a possible prospect. So, what do you think is right that the Dean loves Mussolini in the way that he does?
Many people have different views on Mussolini. Personally, as much as I don't like this guy, he's got a good head on him. I think for all the war crimes he has done, he's picked a good leader to follow. His Excellency Benito Mussolini, head of government, juice of fascism, and founder of the empire. I really admire how he tried to invade Ethiopia. He helped us in the war against black racism with them lot, but he lost. It's because of the Dean stealing my fourth husband. He stole my Frank.
Wait, no, this is getting irrelevant here. It's just not right.
If he didn't steal him from me,
no,
we
no, would... No, stop, not. Stop! I'm not listening to this. Go away.
Evidently, Benito Mussolini had a lot more supporters than I had ever anticipated. Ranging from Alistair Darling's law advisor, John Smith, to the King of Nigeria himself, John Smith. I just wasn't expecting this response from fascism, and for that I apologise. The Banter Show, as I've mentioned before, we do not support fascism, we are against fascism, and therefore these people have been killed. So instead we decided to interview a random person on the street. Just go out with a microphone and ask them what they thought of the show. Here's what we got. Hello, random person on the street.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think of the Dean Show?
I have never heard of it.
Right. What do you think of the Banter Show?
Once again, I have never heard of these crazy things.
Thank you, random person on the street. I don't know who you are. As we can tell from that interview, support for the Dean Show is falling rapidly. People just aren't interested in the Dean Show in any way, shape or form. And instead, they are focusing their attention on the Banter Show. That person we spoke to, obviously, was lying. He'd heard of both shows, probably, maybe. And, yeah, so he's obviously listened to both of them. And he loves the Banter Show, and we could tell that by the tone of his voice. He loves the Banter Show, and he hates the Dean Show, because it just doesn't have as much banter in it. He loves us. For the record, that interview was carried out outside Belfast Crown Court earlier today. So, now that those are done, we've done all the interviews that we've got, let's move on to everyone's favourite area, topic, whatever you want to call it, segment, say whatever you want to call it. We're going to do the Bantershinary. I've got it here. That's it. That noise is the Bantershinary. We're going to open it at a random page. Let's go for 1024. Interestingly, nerd note here, that's also the number of megabytes in a gigabyte. Nice. Now the word we're going to go for here is, let's see what we've got. Okay, well they aren't very good on that page. Let's try another random page that's hopefully better. 897. Interesting nerd note. That number is unimportant. We're going to go for okay, there's nothing on that one either. Let's try another page and hopefully it will be better again. Oh, I saw a good one there. Completely random page here. Completely random. Very random here. 792. Oral sex. Sexual activity in which the genitals of one partner are stimulated by the mouth of the other. You heard it here first. Let's do one more word. Just because we can. It's the Banter Show. We have as many words as we want. We'll have one more word. And that word is on page 305. No, it isn't. There aren't any interesting words there. It's on page 605. Joystick. Not innuendo. This is not innuendo. not innuendo, it's the joystick. The control column of an aircraft, or a lever for controlling the movement of an image on a computer screen. You heard that here first also. Joystick. So next on the Banter Show, we're going to check and see if we've got any emails. Before I do that, I'd like to say that if you want to send any emails in, you should send those to thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com. That's THADDEUS penguin@hotmail.com. The reason we're doing that is that, well, since Thaddeus has been arrested, I decided to hack into his email account. It wasn't terribly difficult since his password was that quacking noise he makes. It's kind of easy. So anyway, let's see if we've got any emails. Right, here's one here. Ooh. The subject line is re 19-inch butt plug order confirmed. That'll be something to do with Dean. Let's see what's in it. In the email, not that. Oh God. To the Dean. As a patron of your show, I regularly enjoy your witty synonyms probably, spelled that wrong, and intelligent humour which frequent your pod-based broadcast. I have recommended you to all my friends, which in turn have relayed my messages to their friends. Thus, I have personally increased your fan base by 6 to the power of 38. Unfortunately, due to my lack of internet access, I have never heard your podcast. Nor do I have a telephone, nor mail, which makes it very hard for me to contact my colleagues. The only form of communication is my two carrier pigeons, Beelzebub and Dave, brackets now extinct, and a hungry goat. This difficulty at promoting your show has caused me to give up my job as a rocket ship, my main source of income, and I am expecting you to provide an income. I'm still waiting my goat to come back with a hefty payslip in tow, which has left me rather in debt with my Wall Street affiliates. Your tardiness in providing me with an income has decreased my enthusiasm in your work so much that I see you as a threat, a lying, cheating buttfuck who should do no better than rot in a lonely grave. Such words would seem strange coming from a vicar, but your actions have pushed me to the very limit. If you could please meet me in the old mill up near Belleville, Chardonnay district, I have pre-prepared a suitably lonely grave, which I have populated with a majority of mice and millipedes. If you arrive equipped with my goat and a large sum of money, I may remove the mice before placing you in the grave. Yours sincerely, Reginald P. Strange. I don't really know what to say about that, really. Well, I'm not paying you. You're not getting any money out of me. But the Dean might. If he has any money, but he doesn't. I suppose if he sells the temple he might get some, but the courts will probably make him do that anyway. But I'm not sure. Your email header. I hope you. That. Ooh. I dread to think how you ended up sending that as a header. I'd check your credit card bill if I were you. This is the sort of feedback that we appreciate, in that it's feedback. But I'm a little bit scared. Oh. This is. It's frightening. The vicar? It can't be him. Worst vicar ever. You called your pigeon Beelzebub. I think I'm going to have to move on. I'm going to move swiftly on. I'm going to move so swiftly on that you'll forget you ever read or heard or knew existed of the source of beginning where that email came from. yeah, let's move on. Next topic. So next up on the Banter Show, rather than emails that may creep me out, and make me scared, and make me have to check all the cupboards, we're going to go into a different segment. You may remember, if you've been listening to The Dean Show for a while, the readings from fmylife.com. These were interesting, but they could be better. And I can improve on that. We're going to do some readings from My Life is Average. It's so mediocre. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Today I turned 11. I did not receive a letter from Hogwarts. My life is average. Today I opened the fridge. There was nothing I wanted to eat in there. After 15 minutes, I opened it again. There still wasn't anything I wanted to eat in there. My life is average. Today, no one wished me a happy birthday. I wasn't surprised. Today isn't my birthday. My life is average. Today I installed a program, and it asked if I had read and agreed to the terms and conditions. I hadn't, but I clicked yes anyway. The program didn't know I lied and began to install. My life is average. You see, this is the sort of thing that makes the Banter Show work. Averageness. Mediocrity. Meh. This is what we're all about here. We're not about trying to be interesting, trying to make long podcasts, anything of quality. We're after meh. That's what we want. Meh. And so, on that note of mediocrity, we close. This is the end of the Banter Show for this week. Tune in next week to find out all sorts of things. Will the Dean be sent to prison? Will Thaddeus die in prison? Because he's almost certainly going to prison. Killed a man. Anyway, yes, find out things next week. What'll happen? Will it be exciting? Probably not. Join in anyway. You may as well. And you have to. Otherwise they'll get lonely. Anyway, we're going to leave you with the song, which you can listen to yourself. Listen to for yourself. All you need to do is go onto YouTube and type in the little search box, Brian Eno, that's Brian space Eno, Always Returning. You watch that, and all will be good. You'll have happiness. Lots of happiness. And we like happiness at the Banter Show. We like it a lot. It's almost as good as mediocrity. Now get going.